Wendy.
I'm Lori.
Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
Well, welcome today in the studio. We have the one and only Brad Tober. He is a local musician in the area.
Hi, Brad.
How are you guys doing? Thanks for having
me. Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Super good. We're really glad you're here.
I'm really glad I'm here.
I know. I think I'm always like a fangirl with you. I know it's weird. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think it's weird.
But you're honestly,
I don't think it's weird.
That's good. I mean, when it comes
I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I was really glad you asked me to be on here.
Yeah. When it comes to guitar players in Toledo, I think top three for sure.
Thank you.
Honest to goodness. I mean it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I've heard you a lot. So tell us, how old were you when you picked up your first instrument, and was it a guitar?
Yes, it was a guitar. So my cousin got into playing guitar. He's a little older than me. He's probably 6-7 years older. I want to say I was 10. He got an electric guitar, you know, playing Smoke on the Water, all like the you know, beginner songs. And like, I don't know, I just thought it was super, I was just infatuated with it. So I said something to my dad, and he had an old guitar lying around the house, and we strung it up. My dad had played when he was a kid for a little bit. You know, he didn't know a lot, but enough to like show me a couple chords, and then it just kind of took off for like the next, from like 10 to
today,
I would say, like, yeah, well, today, of course, but like 10 to the age of like 15, that's all I did. That's it. I got home from school and just played the guitar until I had to go to bed, until they were like, yo, everybody's trying to go to sleep. Like, you gotta turn it down a little bit. So, but for those like 5 years, like I really, really honed in. Don't get me wrong. I still work at it every day. But like, I think like from that age gap, I was just so infatuated with it, you know, which is a lucky thing for me because I was so young. And I didn't have anything. I didn't have any responsibilities at the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I really got to, like, get good when I was younger. And then, you know, when, like, life started happening and other things, you know, like, it's always been a part of me. But, since 10 till now, I mean, I just love it. It's been my only, like, full-time job, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I've never really had a job besides... Obviously, I used to work at Musical Round, as Lori knows.
Yeah.
But other than that, like that's all I've had, and it's worked out.
That's how old you were when I first saw you on stage, and I couldn't believe that. I think you were 14 or 15.
Yeah, I think when we first met, I was probably like 14.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Incredible! Mm-hmm. At that age, everybody was. They would just stand there and stare at you because you were so young.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to play so well is like, so I'm just surprised you said 10. I was going to think that he said, you know, I started playing when I was 4 or 5 because that's how good you became.
Well,
that's
thank you. Yeah. Right. Like I said, well, those 5 years, I mean, that is all I did. So like, you know, I didn't have a life outside of guitar.
Did you use it like as therapy too? Like it was like your relaxation kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like I had friends that would come over and like they'd be like, dude, I mean, I love hanging out with you, but like I don't want to listen to you play guitar for 6 hours.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's sweet, man, but like let's go outside and do something. And I was always like, nah, you know, or like my mom would be like, hey, hon, like, you've been in the basement all day. Like, don't you think you want to go outside and do something? I'm like, no, I'm recording down here. I'm like, I'm practicing, you know?
So were you 90% like self-taught, or did anything at school help you with anything? Like, you know, was it all?
No, I started taking lessons pretty immediately after, like, I you know, my parents realized that that's something I wanted to do. I took lessons downtown Savannah on Maiden Street, actually, right next to your guys' shop.
Pro Music,
yeah, which they're no longer there, but Gabe Osborne was my teacher, great guy. I probably took lessons with him from the age of, like, 11 to 15, I'd say. And then, obviously, when they sold the shop, we still keep in touch. Sometimes I go over there to his house and, like, you know, just to jam out, and he shows me things still to this day, you know. But, yeah, I'm a, like, people ask me that a lot. Like, that's a huge question. Oh, are you self-taught? Are you, like, it's like there's a weird stigma behind it. Like, you know, there's nothing, like, I personally, in my opinion, like, if you find a teacher that you can really click with, I think it's a good thing, you know. I don't know why, like, there's been this stigma of, like, oh, are you self-taught? Like, oh, it's cooler if you're self-taught. Like, I don't know. What do you guys think about? Like,
have you heard that? Jean Holden talked about it. I mean, right?
No,
the
I
best
think
singers
it's good
in
to
Toledo
be taught,
still.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're learning, lessons. You know. And I think it's also good to have different teachers.
Oh, yeah,
different,
for sure.
Different
always
techniques.
Good to learn.
And,
yeah.
You know, I always told my kids are musicians. In fact, my son took from you.
Yeah.
He had a few lessons with Brad. Brad as a teacher is very strict, though, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Because you were like, Joey, I know you want to play the fun stuff, but listen, you need to know your instrument, and you need to practice this, you know?
Yeah.
Fundamentals.
Because they
want to,
get on, you know, they want to.
Just like, because, like, that's, like, I did what he did. I got to a point where I told my dad, like, I said, hey, I don't know if this is going to work. Like, he wants to show me, like, Mary Had a Little Lamb and, like, all these boring songs. And, you know, my guitar teacher looked at me and said, hey, like, this isn't what you want to do. That's fine. We can work on the fun stuff. But I promise you, you're going to have to go back to the basics one day. And he was right. I mean, I hit a wall. So eventually I hit a wall to where, like, I was good. But in order to get better, I actually had to learn the instrument and learn, you know, how to shape a chord, how all of it, you know. So it's important. Yeah, that's why I was so strict about it, because it's like I didn't want him to do what I did, because I feel like if I would have done that at that age, it would have gone a little differently for me, you know. I would have already known some of those basic fundamentals, and they're important, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. What's your favorite, do you have a favorite brand of guitar that you play with?
I do. I'm an endorsed Reverend artist. They're straight out of Toledo. I got signed to Reverend, I wouldn't say officially at 16, but over the years, probably when I was about 20, you know, they put me on the website and gave me some stuff, so, like, but I've been working with Reverend since I was 16. I went in there and I bought a Reverend, and I just, that's all I played, you know, hoping, like, hey, maybe this guy will, like, see that and be like, oh, you know, let me help you out. Ken Haas, the owner of Reverend Guitar, is just an awesome guy. He is the nicest guy.
Very
seriously
nice.
But yeah, I play strictly Reverend guitars on stage. I'm surprised they're not, you know, they're not bigger than they are. They are pretty big. They have some big names on their roster. I mean, like Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins, which that's your son's favorite, all-time favorite.
It is, and he also plays a Reverend.
Yeah, yeah, your son got the Billy Corgan model. Yeah, so, like, there's some huge names on there. I am just kind of surprised that they're not bigger than they are. And I have no doubt in these next couple of years they'll be at – top of the charts. I have no doubt. I totally believe in Reverend for sure. I mean, acoustically, so, like, Reverend does not make an acoustic guitar, unfortunately. Ken Haas will tell you, he's like, I hate acoustics. And, you know, that's cool, like, whatever. I'm gonna always play their electrics, though. I mean, they're sweet. They have basses, they have electric guitars, electric basses.
What's your favorite song to play? If you, oh, well, Yeah. What's your? I do hate that question.
That's like asking somebody what's your favorite song? Like,
yeah.
Like if I asked you what's your favorite song is, you could probably tell me what it is now. Like what you got like going in your mixtape right now, but right. Like all time favorite.
Yeah, let's do that for this week.
My favorite song or favorite song to play?
To play.
To play. Probably my own stuff, like the stuff that I write, which I'm in a band, all original band called Strange Generation. So I'm not just saying that because of that, but I think like the things that I put my heart and soul in and I like write myself, it's just that to me brings me more, it's more fun to me than like
sure.
sitting there and playing somebody else's songs. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. Like when I first started playing guitar, and anybody that lived in my household can tell you, like, they hated Guns N' Roses. They hated it because all I did for years was get home from school, put on Appetite for Destruction, play front and back the whole album, whole album, you know, like, so if I didn't say my own music, I would probably have to say, like, some of Slash's riffs from Guns N' Roses or something like that, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Brad, you mentioned about the band that you. So you do your solo acts and your duos, and then you said you were in a band as well. Can you touch on that?
Yeah. So my band, Strange Generation, we're an all original rock band. We've been together for going on, I want to say, about 2.5 years with this new lineup. And things have been going really good. Honestly, like, I'm super happy with the band and how things have been playing out. Right now, you know, I get this question a lot, like, what's going on with the band? You know, where are you playing? All these questions. And, like, honestly, you know, right now we are just kind of, we're in the woodshed. I mean, we're just grinding it out and really focusing on writing new material and just making sure our bond as bandmates are where they should be. You know, I truly believe, like, if you're in a band and, you know, you're not really super good friends with these guys, like, it gets hard, and then things build up, and then, you know, like, it doesn't work. So you gotta make sure everything's right with your personal relationships in the band, and we're really, really working on that right now. And, you know, I say that because a lot of people are asking, like, you know, why aren't you guys playing more gigs, blah, 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 blah. It's just, we just want to make sure we're as tight personally as we are on stage, you know? Mm-hmm. We just want to, nice. We want to make sure that mm-hmm. everybody's having fun, because at the end of the day, it's all about having fun. So that's what we're doing. We're just having fun. Right now, we're just four dudes jamming in a garage, having fun, you know?
Where do we go to find where you're playing in the band, and where is the best place to find all that?
You can go to strangegeneration.com. We got a couple gigs coming up, and all our music is on the website. So, you know, any streaming platform, literally all of them. So awesome. I won't even go into it, but anyone, YouTube,
type in Strange Generation, and it'll pop up.
From Spotify, mm-hmm. yep. So you can find us on those platforms, so definitely check us out, you know.
And where do we find where you're playing solo or duo?
That would be on my social medias, Brad Tober Musician, Instagram, and Facebook.
When you perform and you're done with a show, what do you hope that the people had, you know, have gotten out of it? What do you want to walk away with?
Honestly, if somebody can come to one of my concerts and seriously take the time to listen to the music. I mean, you're a local musician, so you get it. Like, there's so many shows you play, especially like acoustic gigs where, like, you know, you're there to kind of
background music.
Yeah, you're just there to like fill in the sound, and like people are eating dinner and they really don't care. Like, it sucks sometimes, but like if somebody, the people that come to my gigs and watch me and come up to me after and are like, wow, man, like, that was incredible. Like, I've never seen somebody do that with an acoustic guitar or whatever. Like, I And I can tell the people that do, like, that are actually paying attention and actually watching mm-hmm. and, like, mm-hmm. you know. So I guess to answer your question, like, what I hope they leave with is just kind of, like, a sense of, like, inspiration. Like, hey, like, I can do that too. Like, you know, like, I'm nobody special. Like, anybody can do what I do. All it takes is practice and hard work, you know. So, like, yeah. if somebody can just say, hey, like, yeah, I went to a Brad Tober concert and, like, I just had a great time, you know, like, that's all I care about, honestly. It's just yeah. people having fun, and me having fun. Like, right. it's, trust me, like, there's days where that I'm not having fun and I'm up there and it shows, like,
right.
people can see that. People can tell, like, when you're not fully mm-hmm. into it, right. you know?
Wendy has to listen to me every time before a show because I'm, like, mad that I have to go right. sing.
Sometimes,
and then
like,
she'll go, well, how did it go? And I'm like, once I start, mm-hmm. I'm fine and I enjoy it and I love it. And I'm like, see, I can't quit. This is why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But getting ready to go.
Oh, it sucks. It's like, man, I got to load the car up. I got to set everything up. Yeah, it's a lot of work. People don't get that. Like, it is a lot of work, especially, like, what we do. Like, you know, my side hustle is, like, my job, I guess. Not my side. That is my full-time job is, like, acoustic gigs and acoustic shows and whatnot at bars and restaurants. And I play all over town. Bar 145, Nick and Jimmy's, the Village Inn, Tappers, Sandbar, all over.
So tell us how this whole Machine Gun Kelly thing happened.
Okay.
so I know, the way I pose questions people, is so, I'm sorry.
No. A lot of people ask me that. I'll take it back from the beginning. I met Rook, or I call him JP. That's his name, JP Rook. He goes by Rook. I met him when I was probably... I want to say like 11 or 12. First time I met him was at a guitar center. And my dad's like, oh, do you know who that is? I'm like, no, I don't. Who is it? He's like, oh, that's the drummer for Machine Gun Kelly. He's a local guy. Like, he grew up here. He went to Southview. Like, I'm like, what? No way. You know? And then, so whatever, I met him. Didn't see him again for a couple of years. His dad is a local musician in Toledo as well, so he always comes back to Toledo. That's like his, you know, his home base. He doesn't live here, but he comes back once in a while. And so for over the years, I've gotten to know him. And I think like one time when I was 16, he reached out to me and said, "Hey man, like I've been hearing a lot about you. Like you're killing it. Like keep going. Good for you. You know." And that was a huge inspiration for me, seeing somebody that literally went to the same high school I did, grew up the same, you know, from the same cloth. It's like, they did it. They made it happen. I can do that too. So that's kind of just a little short backstory on how I met Rook and how this started to start. So when I was 19, at this time, you know, our relationship was like, I had his number, we would text once in a while, whatever. I knew they were looking for a guitar player for their upcoming tour. I messaged him and I was like, dude, just give me a shot. Seriously, just give me a shot. You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I'm not going to be whatever. Just give me a try. And I sent in some audition videos. Honestly, I thought I was going to get that gig. I think everybody kind of around me thought that that was what was going to happen. It sounded like that's kind of where it was, you know. And then they ended up getting Sophie Lloyd, which, oh my God, phenomenal guitar player, just absolutely destroys. So, you know, I was a little upset. I was like, oh man, like, you know, it didn't happen, whatever. And then I ended up doing a benefit show with Rook for his aunt that passed away, and I got to, that was my first time on stage with Rook playing, and we played a couple songs, and he hit me up, he was like, hey, would you be down to like play a couple songs with me? And I'm like, yeah, of course. So we played a couple songs, and then after the show backstage, he's like, hey, like, I just want to tell you, like, you had that gig. Like, I thought you had it, and unfortunately it just didn't work out. We found somebody else, like, it just didn't work out, but you know, don't think it wasn't because, like, you're not good enough or anything like that. It was honestly just timing and how it worked out, you know, and I was young. I was 19. And then basically, like, I want to say the year after that, the same situation kind of popped up. Like, hey, we're looking for a guitar player. At this point, I had a way better relationship with the guy. So, like, I felt a little more comfortable about trying out and whatever. And same thing, basically, I don't need to go into it, but, like, same thing kind of happened, you know. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, somebody came out of the woodwork, and they're like, it was just easier for them. You know, they're out in California. I'm in Toledo, Ohio. So it was the easier move for them to say, all right, well, we're going to get the guy that lives in Cali, so it just makes it a lot easier. Which, you know, no hard feelings. Like, I've come to have an excellent friendship with Brooke. He's actually, I mean, he's one of my best friends. And I think he would say the same about me. I mean, we've been through a lot together. So, like, a lot of people, you know, will see us together. This last year, so about a year ago, he got into an accident, a motorcycle accident, and had to come home, you know, for physical therapy and get right. So during that time, you know, like, we hung out a lot and really got to know each other, and he's given me multiple opportunities through that. I've went out to LA with him and recorded music. I've got to do a lot of super cool things and meet a lot of really, really cool people through him. So I'm super grateful for him and that opportunity, you know.
What does it look like? How do you audition? You actually do go on a stage, like, you know, this was, the voice I'm picturing, I don't know. Nah, like, is there anything like
no,
that?
No, these were just videos that I put together because the next step would be, okay, they liked the video, they liked what they saw, but the next step would have said, okay, we're flying you out.
Come on out,
let's
yeah.
go, and let's mm-hmm. let's see how, let's we're going to do a week of rehearsals and see how that pans out.
Gotcha.
That didn't get to happen, unfortunately, but, you know, I'm fully confident that I will be able to get a touring job and a touring gig. That is my dream right now. You know, I can't tell you that won't change, but for mm-hmm. right now, like, and it has been for a long time, was like, okay, I want to get enough. I just want to make enough money to sustain myself and live my lifestyle the way I want. I want to get a touring job playing music and doing what I love. Mm-hmm. And if I can pay the bills doing that, great. You know, that's really my goal. And I wanted to touch on, like, this really quick. Every musician wants to make it. You know, there's this, like, stigma around the words, make it. I want to make it. You know, you got sometimes, like, in my opinion, I think, like, people just need to take a step back and really look at it and say, okay, if you're making music with your friends and you're having a good time, right? Mm-hmm. You love what you're doing. You make enough money to pay your bills and do the thing that you love to do the most. And you don't have to go get a 9-to-5. In my mind, you made it.
Absolutely. If you're doing something you love, you're getting paid for it, period.
Of course, everybody wants to sell out Madison Square Garden mm-hmm. and do all these things. And, like, that's, of course, that's my dream. I'm not going to tell you that's not. Of course it is. But, like, I've found comfort in, like, really thinking about that. You know, somebody, one of my good friends producers, Jeremiah Pilbeam, he explained this to me and my band in a way that, like, I don't know, I really understood it. I said, you know what, you're absolutely right. Like, if I'm doing what I love to do, I'm making money, and mm-hmm. you've made it.
Yep,
really.
I agree.
You know?
Is there anybody that, any band or anybody, one musician you'd like to play with if you could pick anybody?
Slash. So Slash is like my full-time mm-hmm. idol. That's my guy.
Okay.
I've always mm-hmm. looked up to Slash since I was a little boy. So one day if I could ever meet Slash or play with Slash, that would
be awesome.
I could mm-hmm. die right there and just I could say, all right,
let's
I'm
how
happy.
Do we make that happen? Right. Let's call him and we got his
yeah
number.
Let's just
have
call
his
him
number
up.
Let us know.
And what about Toledo people? Like Toledo if, people. If you could have a lineup, who would you want to be on stage with of out of Toledo musicians?
I don't know if I can necessarily give you a lineup, but I can say like, so I started my mentor growing up, like, and really helped me get my foundation and taught me a lot was Josh Boyd. Starting at the age of 12, I think I was 12 was the first time I went to the Longhorn Saloon, which is called the Polish Ostrich now, on Phillips, you know, and he had an open jam every Thursday night, and I would play with him and sit in, and he was that kind of guy that just said, he handed me his CD, he said, learn these songs and come back and play, and I did. And he, you know, he was just like the kind of like tough love kind of guy. He just said, you know what? You know you can do it. So get up here and do it. And he just threw me up on a stage and kind of like let me succeed or fail. And trust me, there was some times where I failed for sure and didn't look the best. But like he helped me out a lot. You know, I learned stage etiquette. I've learned so much, just the little important things that people don't really think about. Buzz Anderson, he has helped me out immensely throughout the years. Chris Shutters, if you want to get into some drummers, Gary Black, Danny Johns. There's just so many musicians in town, you know, and Kyle Smithers, another guitar player, singer. There's so many, you know, that I would personally like to thank because they've helped me become the musician I am today. I don't know if I could say like a certain lineup that I would love to play with, you know, like because we've all been on a stage together at some point or another, like right. through like open jams or different gigs. Like, you know, I feel like I've almost shared the stage with most the Toledo scene, and they're all incredible. I love the Toledo scene. I mean, I wish it was like booming like Austin, Texas. I wish that was our scene and it was like. Music was everything. I know it's not. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, the you know, Toledo music scene sucks. I don't think it sucks.
Who says that?
I have never heard that.
Let me talk.
A lot of people. Trust me, a lot of people.
They're wrong, so.
And I don't think it sucks because there's so many nice people in our community, our tight niche of musicians that we have. There's so many outgoing and nice people, like, It doesn't suck.
If they say that, like, have they ever been to Acoustics for Autism? Like, what? Okay, don't
I totally agree. I totally agree. And that, you know, that's another thing. Like, that is such a huge thing that we do every year. And, like, I don't know how. I think it's, like, 150 bands. Yeah. I don't know how many bands. There's a lot of bands. I've played that the last 8 years.
Uh-huh.
So
it's
I
so
think
much fun.
Since I was
free.
Probably 13. I've played it since I was 13. So 8 or 9 years I've played it.
Yeah.
It's a great event. I think when people say that the scene sucks, I think they mean, like,
they're bored with it?
They're bored with it, and there's not many there's not too many different avenues you can really explore with.
Well.
But I honestly,
don't
I disagree.
Be lazy.
I disagree.
Yeah.
You know,
I totally disagree.
I don't think it matters where you're from, mm-hmm. what cloth you're cut from. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you put in this time and you really want to do something, you can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely
mm-hmm.
you can make it happen. If you wanted to go buy a car and you needed to save up, you'd go get a job and save up the money and you'd buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a professional musician, you're going to go and practice that every day and every day and every day.
And if you want to find good music,
possible,
you will look for
and
it.
You'll look for
you'll
it.
Find, if you look for negative stuff, you're going to
find
it.
You'll always
find
it, yeah.
You want to ask him our go-to?
Why, sure. So, Brad, why do you think you are our cool friend?
Well,
Wendy hates this question.
I don't know why. I think we need a new one.
We're good.
It's fine.
It's okay.
I get uncomfortable when people tell us something. You know, when you talk about, go on, just forget it.
No. What?
I get, like, it's like, tell us why we're cool. Like, that's uncomfortable.
No, they're cool.
But some people answer it that it's, see, that's
they're telling us why they are our cool friend. He's our cool friend. We invited him on the cool podcast.
Because you guys are like everybody that I just mentioned, the group of people that I just mentioned, you guys go out of your way to help me. And I can see that you guys genuinely care about me. You're just nice people. And if I, to me, if you're nice to me, I'm going to be nice to you. Like, I have always loved you guys. You guys have always been super polite and just over the top for me. And I really, really appreciate that. You know, that's something that you don't find a lot in people, honestly. People suck. Mm-hmm. I mean,
sometimes
people do.
Sometimes
people suck.
Yes.
You know? You
yes.
guys definitely don't suck. You guys are so cool and super nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful to know you guys, for real.
Well, we're grateful to know
yes,
you.
Yes, and thank you for coming on. Will you?
Absolutely.
Will you take us, can you play us something?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Coming up is an all-original song by Strange Generation. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Slip away.
Joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends, I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Pfeiffer, our executive producer,
and Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.